We'll conclude with a real summer piece, Goldfish Through Summer Rain, written in 1979. The composer is the Australian Anne Boyd. Born in 1946, she graduated from the University of Sydney and subsequently earned her PhD in composition from the University of York in England. She was founding head of the Department of Music at the University of Hong Kong. She was awarded an AM in the Order of Australia for her service to music as composer and educator. Anne Boyd wrote her first compositions as a little girl growing up on a remote outback sheep station in central Queensland, where her only music teaching was via the radio and a recorder book. She regards the ancient court music of Japan as the closest musical representation of the arid outback landscape of her early childhood. Composition is viewed as essentially spiritual, and she is much interested in the idea of music as meditation. For her, music is an invitation to listen, to pray, rather than an imposition or a demand upon the mind and senses. Goldfish Through Summer Rain was inspired by this little poem which the composer received as a present. After the rain, the blue sky came upon the pond. So did the summer morning, and so did the sheet of summer shade, and there the goldfish wrote their summer verse. The piece is for flute and piano. I want to read you what the composer says about writing for flute. The Western flute was my own personal instrument. However, when I write for it, it is the shakuhachi which is the source of my inspiration. The shakuhachi, the traditional Japanese end-blown flute, has a special presence in all of my music representing my melodic ideal. It is, in a sense, my alter ego, being the instrument in my Asian dreaming with which I have the closest spiritual identification. In this way, my personal musical language has been distilled as a fusion of East and West. This musical language, I believe, is quintessentially Australasian. Now let's hear Anne Boyd's Goldfish Through Summer Rain with Jeffrey Collins, flute, and David Miller, piano.